This morning, I would like to read a familiar children's story. I'm guessing most of you probably know it by heart. And that's the story about Jesus and Zacchaeus. So turn your Bibles to Luke 19. I'll be reading verses 1 to 10. Luke 19, 1 to 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The first thing I like to notice about Zacchaeus is in verse 2. It says he was chief among the publicans, and also he was rich. So here we see that he had a position and he had wealth. I think people like him sometimes are self-sufficient. Then they tend to think maybe that Christianity and religion is not for them. And I believe sometimes we as Christians, we are tempted to think that, riches and prestige can bring happiness. But we know that true happiness and joy only comes from having God in our hearts. So here we see that even with this position and this wealth that he had, it seems like Zacchaeus still had emptiness in his heart. Perhaps he thought that maybe Jesus could fill this need that he had. The other thing that I notice here is in verse 3, it says that he wanted to see Jesus. And I hope that that's the desire of all of us here this morning, that we want to see Jesus. We want to have an encounter with him that would change the direction of our lives if we're not living right with him. And if we are living right, that we would get to know him better. So, where do you turn when you feel empty, when life has no meaning? I believe that Zacchaeus here went to the right place, because that's the only way that we can truly experience happiness and joy and purpose in life. That's only found in God. So do you want to see Jesus this morning? Do you want to be in his presence? I trust that we all do. Another thing that I like to notice is that there was something blocking Zacchaeus from seeing Jesus. It was the multitude, the people. He couldn't get to him. So I asked the question this morning, is there something that is between you and Jesus that's keeping you from having a relationship with him? And you don't have to answer me this question, but that's between you and God. But if there's something that's blocking that relationship, that's keeping you from experience an intimate relationship with Christ, I encourage you to get rid of that. Get out of the way so that you can see Jesus and that you can experience victory in your Christian life. Another thing that we notice here is that it says that Zacchaeus, he ran and climbed up to a tree. He didn't care how he looked. I believe he was desperate to see Jesus. And he did all he could to make sure that happened. I know when I was a little boy, we used to climb trees all the time. But this was the man climbing a tree. I mean, just think of how that must have seemed. But he didn't care. He could have used the excuse that since he was too short, he couldn't really see. Could have said, I'll just wait for another time when Jesus goes past through that town. Or he could have said, think of how stupid but I must look up there on the tree, you know? I mean, who would want to do that? He could have said, what are people going to think, you know? How bad do you want to see Jesus? Are we worried sometimes of what people think? I would like to suggest, and you think with me if this is right, that if we want to see Jesus, I believe it is a personal choice that each one of us needs to make if we want that to happen. We need to put forth effort. Zacchaeus could have just stayed back and not worry about it. But I think God wants us to do our part. And as we do our part, I think God does his part. As Jesus was going past, then, you know, he could have just gone past and not noticed him. But he acknowledged Zacchaeus. So I believe that when we do our part and we come with a sincere and honest heart before God, I think he's going to honor that. I'm sure that after that encounter that Zacchaeus had with Jesus, from that day forward, I think he was a different person. Jesus said in verse 9, this day salvation came to this house. So I believe that as we see Jesus, as we have an encounter with him, that our lives are going to be changed, and others around us are going to be able to see that we've been with Jesus. Let's bow our heads to pray. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have, Lord, to come to know you. I pray that you would search our hearts, and if there's areas, there are things that are blocking our relationship with you, that you would show us, and that you would give us hearts that are humble and willing to change, and that others can see that we've been with Jesus, and that as they look at our lives, that they would bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.